Visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for May the 21st. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 2. It says there, "Remember today what you have learned about the Lord through your experiences with Him." It was you, not your children, who had these experiences. End of quote. The experiences and learning you have received are very unique to you. Those are the things you have learned about the Lord through your life's experience. Your friends, co-workers, church members, neighbors, and even your children do not have what you learned in life. Bible says God led and guided you in a unique way. Your journey is different from others. Moses said in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 2, "Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the wilderness these 40 years. He humbled you and tested you as well. Therefore, remember all the way He led you in your life. Not only just the high and successful times, but also your failures. The time the Lord humbled you, tested you, punished you. Remember all. Take a minute and remember what God taught you through it all. You see, take some time to reflect, and then if possible, write it down. The good and bad experiences of life, the opportunities God granted you uniquely to you in His sovereign will, the way you led you and delivered you, the way you failed, the time He tested and disciplined you. Reflect all." You see, God had custom-made experiences for your life, and only you know the depth and width of it. In short, you are a living and walking Wikipedia of experiences with God and His actions in your life. Now, beloved, what are you going to do with it? First, you remember, recollect, rehearse your personal experiences. Second, you talk and share those rich experiences. You can even write a book about it. You share those experiences with faithful and reliable people who would be competent to share and teach others. Beloved, remember what Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. He said to Timothy, "What you have heard from me through many witnesses, entrust to faithful people who will be able to teach others as well." End of quote. Of course, the Bible is already completed and finished, and you would not add to it. Revelations 22, 18 to 19. However, there is someone out there who would like to hear your experiences and stories by which they would be edified and built up. This is exactly what God wants you to do. Now, if you are in a special season of your life, ask these questions. What can I learn now through what God gave to me in this time of my life? What God wants me to do now in my current circumstances? How can I help others who may want to hear my story of this season in the future? Will I come out of this season successfully with God's help? To come out successfully, what are the things I must do? Beloved, God, a moment for today's prayer. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the unique and varied experiences you allowed and gave me in my life. At certain times, I was successful. Certain other times, I failed. However, through it all, I learned more about you and your unchanging character. I have much to share and teach others with my rich experiences with you, Lord. Help me to do it faithfully so that I could become a helping, comforting, encouraging hand to someone in this world who really needs to hear your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.